This is a pretty good connection. This isn't like Sprint, is it? Can you call me Elvis? Would that be a problem? I don't know, like, if you ever read the side of the can, it's the same ingredients as a battery, so maybe you got something there. Get a couple chuckles now and then, will you? Yeah, it's about as much fun as a good Spinal Tap.
I decided to be an astronaut on July 20th, 1969, because that's the night that Neil and Buzz walked to the moon while Mike was orbiting around. And I was 9, almost 10, and I watched it over at a neighbor's place. We didn't have a TV, and over at a neighbor's place, watched that whole bunch of people crowded in the living room, walked outside, looked up at the moon, and in my little 9-year-old boy's brain said, wow, I'm going to grow up to be something. I think I want to grow up to be that looks like an interesting thing to do with my life.
McFadden.
More from astronaut Chris Hadfield during the show, but first. Happy Valentine's Day from Ed's Mixed Bag for February 11th, 2012. This is episode 267 with this guest appearance by Stephen Colbert. The best of indie music, Ed's Mixed Bag.
Hello, I'm Stephen Colbert. I've always been a huge fan of space. I love looking up at the stars and wondering what distant planets are still out there to be discovered. And can we frack them for methane? And now, I love space even more because NASA is doing great things at the International Space Station. Besides working around the clock to create new flavors of astronaut ice cream, come on, caramel space chimp swirl. They're also developing new vaccines for things like salmonella, MRSA, pneumonia, and hopefully whatever disease makes our astronauts move so slowly in space. Please give generously. If you'd like to learn more about how NASA is improving our lives, visit www.nasa.gov. Or as they say in space, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Thank you.
son, or your daddy gonna raise hell. He gives you money, but honey, your daddy don't give a damn unless you got a Johnny and you're going down. Town, yeah. Whoa, Lord, yeah. Take me downtown. Oh, take me downtown. Yeah, take me downtown.
Well, here I am again, and I want to tell the world.
Hey, Ed Ovett with you. Thank you for joining me here for another episode. You just heard an original PodSafe classic artist by the name of Matthew Ebel. Find his tracks at MatthewEbel.com. Purchase some of his albums. Support these artists. Get behind them. You can also find many of his other songs, other than the one you just heard, Downtown, at MusicAlley.com. That's another place you can go to hear Matthew's music. I'll spell his last name for you. E-B-E-L. Matthew Ebel. Be sure to check out the Ed's Mixed Bag show notes and click on some of the links over there for Matthew's stuff. A great guy and a great musician. Hey, here's another great guy. Welcome back to the show. It's Michael Moss.
The show is Ed's Mixed Bag, and the segment is Michael Moss Music Ditty. On this edition of the Michael Moss Music Ditty, we go back to the long archives way back in the early days of the PodSafe Music Network, of course now at MusicAlley.com, with a group called C Sharp. And their song, Don't Come Searching.
Hear me say, don't come wipe your foot on a mat. And don't come knock on a door. Try to take advantage of we just to be poor. Listen, we don't want to go to war. See no reason what we're fighting for. Take your gun and ammunition. Go on. Now who is gonna save the day when you take Superman from him family? Show him you gone astray. Never stick around for showing the right way. So the cycle continues with more hopeless beginning. No youth out a road, I get no chance to play them in. The table I got turn and the lesson you will learn. Keep play with the fire and you will get. Don't come searching. You'll never find no lethal victim to fall in your system. Don't come searching.
Don't come searching.
You'll never know.
No, no, no.
Before it's all
no.
Done. You,
yo,
you
yo,
have a fall.
Yo.
Now I see your face on the most wanted dollars. Hear your big sermon when you're wearing your colors, yeah. But when the night falls, guess who out a road I put the thing them over the wall. So you report some youths where you lose them way. And you don't know them do anything so long some I get a pay. Now your little things fly up in them head. And them never know I reach them until them drop. So don't come searching. You'll never find no lethal victim fi fall in your system. Don't come searching, you'll never know. Before it's all done, you are the father. Seek and you shall find perfect peace of mind. What you sow, then you also shall reap. Never try for run before you creep. Just be patient, and at the end, you're gonna see it. But tell me, who is winning when the mothers cry?
Tell me,
who is winning when the youths them die? Who is gonna take the blame? Who is gonna ease the pain? Don't come searching. You'll never find no lethal victim to fall in your system. Don't come searching. You'll never know. Before it's all done, you are gonna fall down. Yes. Don't come searching. You'll never find, no, 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 no.
all done. You are the fall down flat.
And Agonez, Don't Come Searching from C-Sharp or from MusicAlley.com. Well, this ailment is extremely rare. Matter of fact, only about 50 to 55 people in the world have this disease. But it's a very scary and fatal disease. It's called progeria, which comes from the Greek word progeros, meaning prematurely old. HGPS, the Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome, or progeria for short, is an extremely rare fatal genetic condition. It affects children and gives them the appearance of accelerated aging. The classic type of progeria, there are different forms, is the HGPS, as we mentioned. It was first described in an academic journal by Dr. Jonathan Hutchinson in 1886. Unfortunately, children with this disease have enlarged heads, and the growth disorder can also cause them to essentially look like an alien. And it's a very, very tragic disease. And let's hope that one day this is one they'll find a cure for. Find us out and more at about.me/postacast. Now back to Ed Ovette here on the Ed's Mixed Bag podcast.
Ed's Mixed Bag.
And I am your host, Ed Ovette. I'm very glad to be with you today. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. There are many, many, many podcasts out there, and I appreciate you listening to this one in particular. We're going to have some Valentine's Day tunes for you and some great new jazz from a new jazz group called the We Trio coming up right after this.
Are you a podcaster and want to increase the value of your show? Or do you think you might like to try your hand at podcasting? Would you like to be that voice on the other side of the earbuds? Do you have something to say about a topic that you're passionate about? I'm Max Flight, and I've been podcasting since June 2008. I have to tell you, podcasting is a blast, and it's easy. Oh, okay, actually it's not so easy. It can be a little technical and daunting, and most likely you'll need some help. That's where the Podcasting Passion Podcast comes in. It's a little different than other podcasts about podcasting. They tell you how to podcast. At Podcasting Passion, we talk with a podcaster each episode about the craft of podcasting. Listen to the conversation at podcastingpassion.com.
That show is hosted by a good friend, Max Flight. I did an interview with him. I mean, he did an interview with me. It's on episode 15 of Podcasting Passion. Go over there and check it out and check out some of the other interviews that Max has done. Okay, here they are, the We Trio, courtesy of Aerial Publicity, and this is their track. I love this song. This is called Battle for Britain. Okay, the Wee Trio. Go learn more about them at the Ed's Mixed Bag show notes. That's the Wee Trio, W-E-E Trio. That was called Battle for Britain. You'll find their website page. You'll also find links to the Wee Trio's Ariel publicity page. So go over there and check them out. The Wee Trio. It's been great having them on the show, and I'll probably be featuring more of them in the near future. Hey, this is Ed's Mixed Bag. The show notes are at edsmixedbag.mevio.com. If you've never been there, it's Ed's Mixed, M-I-X-E-D, bag.mevio, M-E-V-I-O.com. Hey, if you want to call in the show and leave a voice comment, that'll be heard on the very next episode. All you got to do is call area code 561-210-7590. After you hear the Mr. Sandman jingle and the beep, just go ahead and leave your voicemail. And if it's playable, I'll play it. If it's not playable, I won't play it. Here is a great artist. I think she's rather on the young side, but don't quote me on that. But I know she's not old anyway. She may be one of these young prodigy stars. Her name is Diamante, and this is her track, Impossible, here on Ed's Mixed Bag. Listening to Ed's Mixed Bag with your host, yours truly, Ed Ovette.
big enough to partay.
Hey, cut that out.
Hey, I'm Callie Lewis. You're listening to Ed's Mixed Bag. Enjoy.
Thank you, Callie. She got a little carried away there. Anyway, isn't she fantastic? Diamante. That was Diamante and her track Impossible. You're going to be hearing more about her in the very near future. And here's somebody who's a good virtual friend of mine. The two of us go back to the early days of podcasting when he was doing the WHIT podcast, W-H-I-T, What's Happening in Tokyo. I'm talking about Tokyo Dan. And nowadays, Dan has another concern. And here he is talking about the Octagon Theory on the Tokyo Met Pod.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything.
Mr. Conscience, the phenomenal voice of the people. Mr. Truth himself, the star of our show.
Podcast tidbit audio clips.
So you've developed this one game. You're going to tell us about it. What's the game called?
It's called The Octagon Theory.
Why Octagon Theory?
Because the shape of the board, the play field, is an octagon.
How does the game work?
Well, what it is, it's a game. It's something like chess or Go or Shogi or, you know, Othello. It's that type of game. What it is, you got a board. It's the shape of an octagon.
Right.
Right? And you start out with so many turns. You might have a 30-turn game or a 20-turn game or a 70-turn game. You choose that.
How many players?
It's two players.
Two players, okay.
Yeah, or for the iPhone and the iOS version, it's... You can play against another human or you can play against a computer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And what you do is you take turns, you place pieces on the board.
Right.
And you try to knock your opponent's pieces off the board or into the black hole in the center.
Ah.
And you take turns, and the turn counter counts down. And when it gets to zero, the person with the most pieces on the board is the winner.
Very interesting.
You've been listening to
Podcast.
Here on Ed's Mixed Bag.
Oops. Well, what went wrong there? Well, sometimes things happen. So, anyway, check that out, The Octagon Theory. If you need help finding it, just get in touch with me over twitter.com/EdOvet, and I'll be glad to help you out. Here's one of our tunes for Valentine's Day. The vocals of Daughtry, the heart of effervescence, and the guitars of Three Doors Down. Hailing from Nashville, Tennessee, Neely emerges with grit and energy that integrates the region's eclectic musical soundscape into an array of hooky lyrics with tight, spine-chilling harmonies. Their latest single, You and Me, is the cry of someone trapped in the daily grind, longing to get back into the arms of love. So right now, let's have a listen to You and Me by Neely on Ed's Mixed Bag, episode 267.
This day will never end. Lift me up, 'cause I'm falling down again, walking through this emptiness. I can't take much more, but I know that I'm totally given to be, just to be with you. When I close my eyes, everything melts away. It's just you and me, right here, right now. When I close my eyes and the world just slips away, it's just you and me, it's just you and me.
Okay, a great track there from Neely, N-E-E-L-Y. Show notes have the links, edsmixbag.mevio.com. Hey, just a couple of stories here. A few shows ago on Ed's Mixed Bag, I had an interview with my Barcelona daughter, Elisa, who had just arrived in Barcelona, Spain to teach English. And I promised at that time that we'd check back with her. So we will be having her back in the very near future. I think probably the episode in March, one of the two episodes in the month of March. I'm going to let her get her feet on the ground a little bit and chalk up a few more experiences that'll be interesting for her to talk about. So far, she's just been going to bed with her clothes on because it's so cold and borrowing radiators from schools to bring home. And buying a bike so she can get away from the public transportation system, which tends to be a little costly. And so we'll be having her back on the show on another Skype interview, like I say, in a few episodes from now. Hey, sometimes I have a little breakfast at Mickey D's, you know, periodically. And this morning I got into a conversation with an elderly couple visiting here from France, and I told them of my recent experience on the Eurostar, you know, beneath the English Channel, and into Paris, France for one day. I told them about my touring experience. It was very interesting talking to them. I learned a little bit more about France, and, you know, it was very interesting. Only one person of the two, of the couple, spoke English, so that made it even more interesting. Believe it or not, they lived there, and they had never even visited the Eiffel Tower, which I guess is not uncommon. And then I taught them about some of the beaches here in Florida, and even the one from the place I was born in Brooklyn, New York, a little beach called Coney Island.
Why? You didn't think of it, but yeah, since you said France, I'm going to get my sled.
Siri, name me a fine French restaurant.
What do you care? I don't know. You're in France. Walk outside. Walk down a block. Look around, you idiot. What, are you stupid?
Ed. Mick. Bad. Okay, let's listen together now. Let's listen to this fine group, Chairlift. It's called Met Before.
Yeah.
Funny enough, speaking of Brooklyn, New York, and I was, that band's from Brooklyn, and they go by the name of Chairlift. Hey, this just in from the recording studios of the TV show Jeopardy.
It's the Onion Radio News. An idiot man-child destroys the set of Jeopardy. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Chaos erupted during taping on the set of the popular game show Jeopardy today when an idiot man-child posing as a contestant reportedly kicked holes in host Alex Trebek's podium and bit the on-air announcer on the hand. Sony executives made this excerpt available to the press. The incident was blamed on a network production schedule mix-up, which had the man-child booked for an appearance on the Ricky Lake program. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Okay, and we're going to get back to astronaut Chris Hadfield in just a minute. But first, we take you now to the Ed Sullivan Theater last week, just before the Super Bowl.
And you know who's doing the halftime entertainment at Indianapolis there at the big baseball football complex, the Lucas Field Stadium? You know who's doing the halftime show? Madonna. Thanks. Thank you, sir. I work alone.
But seriously.
Thank you so much. God, do I really look like I need that much help?
No, come on.
I maybe have been doing this too long.
Not at all.
Madonna. I just heard somebody mention that.
Yes.
Madonna is doing the, and you know, they have to be very careful when you're doing the Super Bowl halftime show. This is not like a little, this is not like Circus Vargas. This is the real deal. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's not like Circus Vargas. I don't think anybody thought it was.
No.
Go ahead.
Why don't you go up there with that guy? You guys work it out together. So she's rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. And today, at like the final rehearsal, and I just heard this from my guy in Indianapolis, she's doing her final rehearsal. Guess what? She had one of those wardrobe malfunctions. Her teeth fell out. That's right. That's right.
And I wish to thank CBS.com for that Letterman clip. And I also wish to thank NASA.gov for this clip of astronaut Chris Hadfield on Ed's Mixed Bag. Here he is.
I decided to be an astronaut on July 20th, 1969, because that's the night that Neil and Buzz walked on the moon while Mike was orbiting around. And I was 9, almost 10, and I watched it over at a neighbor's place. We didn't have a TV, and over at a neighbor's place, watched that whole bunch of people crowded in the living room, walked outside, looked up at the moon, and in my little 9-year-old boy's brain said, wow, I'm going to grow up to be something. I think I want to grow up to be that. That looks like an interesting thing to do with my life. And so I consciously decided, well, you're like a million other kids, but I consciously decided on that night. So I was very much inspired by the early pioneers in space, by the early explorers, and by the tremendous capability that comes with a challenge like spaceflight. When I decided to be an astronaut, it wasn't hard, it was impossible. I'm Canadian. There was no Canadian astronaut program. We didn't have a space agency at the time. It was completely impossible. But I had a look at what Neil and Buzz and Mike had done. I looked at what Yuri Gagarin and Alexei Leonov had done. And I thought, well, if I start heading my life that direction, we'll see what the future brings. And there were all sorts of setbacks along the way. It wasn't a linear process at all. It was nothing but dead ends and guessing and trying. But here I stand, 42 years later, having flown in space twice on two different space shuttles and now going to launch on one of the same sort of spaceships that Alexei Leonov and Yuri Gagarin launched on, and going to go live on the space station and command the International Space Station. Sometimes inspiration and dead ends can lead to pretty amazing life of dreams. Launch takes a little under 9 minutes. The first thing you want to do is look out the window, because you want to see what it looks like. You want to see the black, black sky and the horizon and then all of the earth below you. And it's amazing. You launch out of Florida, but by the time you can get to the window, you're over Europe. You know, by the time you can get a camera out, you're looking at Central Europe. And I calculated and realized that 90 minutes after launch, with the world turning underneath me, 90 minutes, just an hour and a half, we'd come over the town I was born in Canada, and we were going to drive right down the highway, basically, that led from the town I was born in to where my parents lived, to where I grew up, and where I learned to fly. And so I had that time. My watch went off about 80 minutes after launch, and had the camera ready. And so my really first good look at Earth was one orbit later, as I had my camera ready, because things go by at 5 miles a second, and watching the town where I was born and my family's cottage and all that history that was really important for me just rolling inexorably underneath me, and the speed of it and the quickness with which we'd come around the planet. I only had a few minutes because we had a lot of work to do, but I took the time to look at where I was from to try and put it all into perspective for myself.
Well, there you have it. Some fantastic stuff from astronaut Chris Hadfield and from NASA. Thanks to both of them. And right now, we're going to take you to musicalley.com for a track called Mr. Sister. It's by Yamasaki. It's an instrumental, this one, and I'm really loving it. Whatever they are.
in a row with Ed McBag Power Play.
Stars fall out the skies. We will be here together, just like the sun will always rise. I will love you for the rest of my life. And I will stand by you forever, till the end of all of time. And I will be here beside you, just like the ocean meets the sky. I will love you for the rest of my life. I'm holding on. This time I can't give up. It's too strong to break these chains. I'm holding on, 'cause nothing's gonna take this time away. That's why I love you for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. I will love you forever. That's why I can't forget your name. Oh, we will be close together, like a picture in the frame. I will love you for the rest of my life. I'm holding on. This time I can't give up. It's too strong to break these chains. I'm holding on, 'cause nothing's gonna take this time away from us. And I ain't gonna change the way that I feel for you. That's why I love you for the rest of my life. Ooh, yeah. Oh, for the rest of my, for the rest of my life. This time I can't give up. It's too strong. That's why I love you for the rest of my life. For the rest of my
Hi, this is Jennifer Hasse from RhymesWithClassy.com, and we are listening to Ed's Mixed Bag.
Thank you, Jennifer, a friend of Ed's Mixed Bag. I appreciate you doing that for us. And that second song you just finished hearing was another Valentine's tune for you by a band called Xenon, Z-E-N-O-N, and a track called Love You Forever. And my thanks go out to Manila PR for that track. Thanks, Carly. And remember where you're hearing it.
Ed's Mixed Bag.
Here's one called Chapter One by a band called Pitbull Jones. It's from MusicAlley.com.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Brent from Pod Show Radio. And one of my guilty pleasures is to have a great cigar, an adult beverage, and kick back and listen to Ed's Mixed Bag. And so should you.
Well, after that song from Pitbull Jones, I think this might be a good place in the show to have you hear a little bit of this. This is something that you can download the show and take this section out and play it backwards. Okay, there you go. And there will be an Ed's Vinyl Vault coming up with a submission by Lorena. Lorena over there from Grit PR. But first, I've got Dale Goodridge. Here's a song simply called Crash. Dale Goodridge on the Ed's Mixed Bag.
You'll be sure of everything, it seems. Hey, this is Dwight from Much To Do About Nothing, and any time that I need something better to listen to than nothing, I come right here to Ed's Mixed Bag. Hey, that's where all the good stuff is.
Hey, this is Mark from the Netherlands, and you're listening to Ed's Mixed Bag.
Howdy, this is John Dixon, and I am Stargazer, and I listen to Ed Ovette and Ed's Mixed Bag. I don't want to miss it, and you don't either. Ed's Mixed Bag. Catch the next edition right here on iJoy Radio.
That's streaming live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes an episode from the archives, and sometimes a brand new, just out episode, but always found at iJoyRadio.com. Okay, it's time for As promised, this is by Queen, submitted by Lorena from Grit PR. Hey, thanks ahead of time for your suggestion. Remember, stay subscribed and listen for your vinyl memory soon. The best just keeps on getting better. Ed'sMixBag.mevio.com. And by the way, if you want to send me an email, just send it to ed@edsmixbag.com. This is Ed Ovette asking you, have you ever posted a baby picture on the internet? Well,
it's the Onion Radio News. The internet collapses under the sheer weight of baby pictures. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Web users around the world were trapped without service today when a large section of the Internet collapsed under the weight of millions of baby pictures which have been posted online. MCI Senior Vice President Vinton Cerfi.
Some personal web pages contain literally hundreds of adorable baby photos. Add to that the number of precious little pumpkins on photo-sharing sites like ophoto.com, and anyone can see it was a recipe for disaster.
Cerfi expects regular web traffic flow to resume, however, once the nation's larger Internet providers are reinforced with stronger cuteness-bearing servers. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
People, don't find yourself living in a still life.
Dirty Little Billy now. A track called Still Life.
When I was a little girl, always spinning my wheels, running just as fast as I can. Mama told me, you got to do what you please do, what feels right. If you want to live your dreams, you gotta sometimes put up a fight. Sitting here, feeling small, wishing on a falling star. I'm dreaming just as fast as I can. Somebody told me, you got to do what you want to do, just what they say. Get the clouds out your eyes, I'm only getting in the way.
Welcome to On This Day in Blues History for February 5th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton.
Range round.
round, wonderful, beautiful world, and the wonderful water around the curve.
On this day in 1953, Willie Maben recorded a song for Chess Records that would eventually make it to number one on the R&B chart.
I'm mad. You done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. To try to be glad. Ask my baby, could she stand to see me cry? She said, yes.
Today also marks the birth date in 1894, Memphis, Tennessee, of the Memphis Jug Band's Will Shade.
Stealing, stealing, put it, Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Now put your arms around me like the circle around the sun. I want you to love me, Mama, like my other ride I done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in.
Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net, where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.
Well, thank you so much, P-Dub. You can find out about P.W. Fenton's other programs at pwfenton.com. Don't put in any dots after the P.W. All right, you heard a track on today's show that you really like. When you want to know where the band or the singer is from, well, just go over to the show notes at edsmixedbag.mevio.com and don't even click anything. Just hover your mouse right over the name of the artist, and something should pop up there. If nothing pops up, it means it wasn't available. But whenever it is available, that's how you can find out where the artist is from. So right now, I've got this one last final track here, courtesy of the Bender Music Group. This is Tom Fuller with a track simply entitled Ask.
Tell me how you feel.
Tom Fuller with Ask. And again, my thanks to Jessica of the Benda Music Group for letting us know about the artist you just heard, Tom Fuller. Hey, you can send your links or MP3s of an artist that you know of, whose music is pod safe, as they say. Send that link or MP3 attachment to ed@edsmixbag.com. And thanks in advance for your suggestions.
Ed's Mixed Bag, Ed's Mixed Bag. Yes, you've been listening to Ed's Mixed Bag.
Hey, give me some of those chips. That's the second week in a row that guy's been doing that. Hey, stay right here after the slide whistle for a track called Dirty Valentine by Mama's Dirty Little Secret from MusicAlley.com. A little bonus extra from me to you. Thanks for listening to
Ed's Mixed Bag. You're listening to Ed's Mixed Bag, the podcast that's out of this world.
What do you mean you